we want to make this app for the entire family, but we don't want to put the HBO name on it, because when you think HBO, you think Game of Thrones and people having sex with dragons and the like.
And now what they're learning is there's nothing wrong with having sex with dragons.
If you know, you know. We love to interrupt, spreading the game show love every week on 5n1.net.
Culture Jeopardy will not be heard at this time, so that we can make a clean getaway with the following.
This is Gordon Pepper, and we know we talk about May sweeps, so this, shall we say, is a little bit past its time, because we're now in June, and June doesn't feature sweeps, it features other things. Isn't that right, Chico?
It does feature other things. It features the beginning of the television's second season, as is obvious with the program where we talk a little bit about what happened on America's Got Talent, where everybody gets a golden buzzer. Whoopee. We got a couple.
You get a buzzer.
It's like, yes. You get a golden buzzer. Sophia gets confused. Meanwhile, we are down to the finals on Top Chef and Pop Culture Jeopardy. Can't wait to talk about that. And since it's the beginning of the summer, it is the end of the toilet.
Maybe.
I would love to. I got the sledgehammer right here, y'all. And as we head into Mass Hockey, as we are recording this on the 4th of June, 2026, Knights and Canes tied at 3. I'm Chico Alexander, and from somewhere in America, the season premiere, the reasonably sized season premiere of WLTI is on. Let's go.
Whee!
It is my honor and privilege to announce that we are starting our 15th season on podcast here at 5n1 on the many different incarnations of this network. My name is Jason Black, proud to be your, you know, proud to be your strength and conditioning coach, all around good guy, and I am here with my really, really good friends, and when I say brothers from another mother, I mean it. It is Chico Alexander and Gordon Pepper. Gentlemen, welcome to season 15.
Welcome to season 15 to you. It's glad to have you aboard, glad to have Gordon Pepper aboard, and it's glad to be aboard on this 5N1 network. And a big thanks to everybody at 5N1 for continuing to give us a voice here as we get going with one super champ and then another super champ.
We have two super champs.
From the Alex Trebek stage at Sony Pictures Studios, this is
So we left last with on May 20th with Tristan Williams being defeated by Christian D'Angelo, and he had an 11-game streak. He's in the Tournament of Champions.
No, he had a 9-game streak, and he is in the Tournament of Champions.
That would be Chris D'Angelo. He gets a nine spot, and right now we have someone who, as of right now, has 3 and is going into the 4th. His name is Peter McFerrin, an energy industry professional from Corona, California. His 3-day cash winnings are $74,197, and Webster Guan and Susan Moskop are his challengers. As we go into the final Jeopardy round, Webster has 13-6, Peter has 11-4, Susan has 72, and Gordon, pay attention to this one. This is U.S. demography. The clue.
The United States' 3 most densely populated municipalities lie along a 3.5-mile stretch of Palisade Avenue in this state.
Gordon?
I'm sorry, repeat that one more time.
The United States'
three most densely populated municipalities lie along a 3.5-mile stretch of Palisade Avenue, ding, 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 in this state.
What is the state of confusion? Because no, they've got all those people.
Somebody even say.
Oh, wait, it could be where I live, New Jersey.
And there we go.
There it is. Yes. New York.
Gets it wrong.
Gutenberg, West New York, and Union City. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I'm 20 minutes away from there, actually.
Yes, and the only person who got it right was Peter. He doubles up. It's 22-8, and he has 96-9-97. And if he gets the win tomorrow, he becomes the third qualifier for the Tournament of Champions in a row.
Indeed.
Which is Gordon, because you told me that this is, yes, the right time for this sort of thing, because you said 22 years ago, this is the anniversary of the start of Ken Jennings' run, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, some guy from Utah.
Yeah, not only is it the anniversary of Ken Jennings' run, it's also the anniversary of James Holzhauer's stop?
His end, yes.
It is the right time of the season for someone to make a good enough run. Then we have three good enough runs, which is absolutely nuts.
It's great. It's really great. And we've got, about another 6 weeks to go, right?
Before we got another 6 weeks to go in the season, and there are going to be some really good games in that 6 weeks, I think. There are also some really good games on the sister show, Pop Culture Jeopardy. So we've got our three finalists, but before we get there, here's how we got there.
Right, because this is how it was determined. The top nine teams were determined by winning records, and one baddie after another was the only team to sweep at five wins, right? Only Howard's in the building, had four or three, if I remember correctly?
Howard's in the building, I believe, had four, but their run was cut off due to the fact that only 15 episodes were allowed to build up your bank. But they are the number two seed. We will get to them momentarily, but let's talk about one baddie after another, Quality Tigers and Presto Strangio. As we go into the Final Jeopardy category, one baddie after another locks it away again with 35,600. Presto Strangio has 12-4. Quality Tigers has 1,200. And again, remind me who is in one baddie after another again.
That is mastermind Jonathan. You pronounce his last name. Yes. And they had a run. They had a runaway game. They didn't have to bet a thing. The category is film franchises.
All right.
The co-writer and director of this 1993 movie, the third in a franchise, wanted to call it The Medieval Dead.
Ooh, I know this. I bet you Gordon knows it too. What is Army of
Darkness? I bet I do too.
What is Army of Darkness?
Ta-da! Yes, that is correct.
This
one baddie.
Oh, me.
Go ahead.
Okay.
What is Army of Trumpness?
is my.
All right, that's a nightmare that we're living on a daily basis right now.
Uh huh. So then we get into a classic, the second semifinal with Ert and Bernie, Snake Juice No Pulp, and Only Howard's in the Building.
Hey, now, remind us who's Only Howard's in the Building again?
That is Mark. Whitlock.
That's Shane and Nick Whitlock.
Right. So, as we get into Final Jeopardy, Only Howard's in the Building and Ert and Bernie both have 22,000. Snake Juice No Pulp have 3,600. Here's the clue on iconic songs, okay? I knew this. Scribbled on airline stationery, the words Belladonna and Castaneta appear in an early draft of this song. I got this. I got this one. Did you?
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very frightening. Yeah, it is. Yes, what is Bohemian Rhapsody? We can't do any more because we'll have to pay. Yeah. So here's the interesting thing. Snake Juice No Pulp said they didn't have anything.
No,
they only bet 1738, so they have 1862. Burt and Barney miss. They bet it all. Only Howard's in the building? Miss and bet it all. Snake Juice No Pulp sneaks in.
With the Zerg cam and everything. Holy.
That's
and now we go now, to Gordon, the Wednesday.
Hold on. Gordon, that was that the right bet for both of the 22,000s? I think so. Sadly.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Yeah, absolutely.
So they had to bet it, and they just snuck in by betting correctly. So we then go to yesterday's recap, and we have the Wonders, Oakland Spirit Tunnel, and the AMC B-listers, who were my number four pick. Okay, so it is Wonders have 14,200, B-listers have 12,000, the Open Spirit Tunnel have 8,400, and the category is 21st Century Oscar nominations. Clue. The last two films to garner nominations in all four major acting categories, the Oscars were directed by him. And this is a tough one. This is a really tough one, actually.
I got nothing.
You have anything, Gordon?
I'm sorry, repeat that one more time.
The last two films to garner nominations in all four major acting categories at the Oscars were both directed by him.
I'm going to say, who's Martin Scorsese?
That is something that somebody said. You're wrong, though. The answer is David O. Russell, who directed a movie called Silver Linings Playbook and American Hustle.
Sure.
Both with Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence, and the other two were De Niro and Weaver for Playbook and Christian Bale and Amy Adams. The only team to get it right was AMC B-listers, who move into the finals with Snake Juice No Pulp and one baddie after another. Do you have the recap for today's game, Chico?
As a matter of fact, I do. So,
And by the way, same second verse, same as the first for everybody while I get a drink. Talk about it.
Okay, going into the final, one baddie after another is on a runaway. 30,600, Snake Juice No Pulp has 9,800, AMC B-listers has 5,200, Gordon, I think you're going to get this final Jeopardy. The category is celebrity homes. Here's your clue. Visitors can see over 120 guitars, a basketball court, and 300 pairs of high heels at the estate with this name.
What is Bianca Del Rioville?
By the way, Chico, that is a place I want to visit someday in my life. This particular place.
Jason, the correct response, please.
What is Paisley Park in Chanhassen, Minnesota? The play that is, of course, the estate where Prince lived and worked for about 30 years of his life before he passed away in 2016.
That is correct. And like you said, second verse, same as the first. AMC B-listers doubled up. Snake Juice almost lost everything. They go into the final game of the season with 1 point. And one baddie after another go into the final game of the season with 40,000. So suffice it to say, AMC B-listers and Snake Juice No Pulp, they've got their work cut out for them.
Or do you think it's impossible? Or do you think... I mean, they dominated this tournament very quickly.
From day one, almost.
Not from day one, almost.
I don't think it's impossible. I think what has to happen is a massive brain fart. Maybe a purple rhinoceros going through the door. Or maybe the ghost of James Holzhauer short-circuiting their podium.
So yeah, all that has
to happen.
But
anything can happen.
But yeah, anything. That's what we love. That's what we love about these tournaments. Anything can happen. Granted, it's got a bit of a ways to go, but anything can happen. Pretty cool.
I have a question though. Even with this, we can review Pop Culture Jeopardy, and honestly, the streamlining helped the show immensely. I like this tournament format. I like the streamlining, and it's a much better season two.
It really is. And the fact that the move to Netflix helped the show, and I think they're going to come back to the well for season three. But we shall see.
We shall definitely see. But it's time to stop that train.
Yeah! Girl, she's already the head of hers.
So, as we know, we do know that Akira's Davenport, and Dawn have moved in advanced in group one. In bracket two, what do we got here?
We have April Carrion, Aura Mayari, Crystal Method, Silky Nutmeg, Ganache, Vivacious, and Selena Estitis.
Right.
And they go into their opening gambit with duets. It takes two. In pairs, you have to write, record, and perform duets. Your judges are Jamal Sims and, from Mean Girls the Musical, Renee Rapp. Runway theme is You Better Ask Somebody. Aura Mayari and Crystal Method get 2 points for their challenge win.
No, it's actually You Butter Ask Something.
Oh, You Butter. I misread that. I am so sorry. Butter. Anyway, Aura Mayari and Crystal Method each get 2 points for their win. And for the bonus, we have this lip sync for your legacy song, No More Tears, Enough is Enough by Barbra Streisand and Donna Summer.
One of the greatest disco songs of the 70s. One of the greatest disco songs.
Oh yeah.
Yes, very much so.
And Crystal Method, for her efforts, wins an extra point, $10,000, and tickets to the literal train wreck of the summer, guys. Stop that train!
That opens a week from tomorrow, I believe, in theaters around the country.
Yes, it does. Then from there we go to how-to videos, where you have to create your own informational video on a topic of your choice. Our guest judge is Gina Gershon, and the runway theme is Barn Your Way. Crystal Method looks to establish dominance here. She and Silky Nutmeg Ganache get 2 points, and the lip sync song this week is Hazy Shade of Winter by the Bangles. But Silky Nutmeg Ganache gets the 10 G's and the extra point for her win. So let's go back to Crystal Method, who seems to be really dominating this bracket, it looks like.
Yeah, well, it looks like...
You sort of figured when you saw who the people were, it looked like her and Silky were major favorites on this.
Indeed they were. And right now, Crystal has 5, Silky has 4, Aura has 3, everybody else has 2.
And we will find out next week who moves on to the final six? Is that right? Final six?
Yeah, final six.
Yep. We will do that, definitely. I'm not hungry, but I am hungry for some semi-final stuff.
Okay, so we are heading back to Charlotte, but first we're going to take a detour into Asheville, where they meet Ashley Shanti out of Top Chef Houston, and they learn about Appalachian cuisine and the city's rebuilding efforts after Hurricane Helene. Then the contestants are asked to create dishes featuring at least two Appalachian ingredients and serve them to the judges and 200 community members for a one-night event held at the Union Exchange Event Space in Monroe. Now, Monroe is actually...
This is the public service episode.
Yes, it is. Sure. Monroe is actually 15 to 30 minutes east of Charlotte.
Okay.
So, Sherry was allowed to choose two Appalachian ingredients from the pantry that would become off limits to her competitors. She chose October beans and chow chow. Guest judge were Ashley Shanti, and chefs Marwan Irani and William Disson. But the winner is Rhoda with her Filipino egg roll, which is stuffed cabbage, pawpaw ponzu, apple butter mostarda, and buckwheat chili crisp. Seeger, who came back from Last Chance Kitchen, if you remember, is out again with a chicken liver pate, rye cracker, pickled watermelon rind, and greasy beans.
And he sort of knew it, which is why he sort of got a little bit, shall we say, cantankerous with the judges.
Oh, yeah. He was
In other words, he was going down in flames, so to speak. He was like, I knew I'm going down, so I'm going to take everybody with me.
Pretty much. Yep.
Okay.
That leads us to the penultimate episode of the season, Plate Expectations, where our quickfire is, you know, the Taste It, Make It challenge from Hell's Kitchen? This is a step up. Kristen and Gail ate a mystery dish that Tom made.
What, didn't we see that on, like, Top Chef France or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Remember that, Gordon? Well, they had to go into a...
I do.
Okay.
Basically, doing
you taste the food, and then you got to recreate what you just tasted.
Except they don't taste it. They have to. They can look at it. They can smell it, and they can ask Tom up to 5 yes or no questions during the cook. The dish was revealed to be a Billy Bee with poached cod, chorizo, and aji dulce.
That's a creamy mussel-based French soup.
And the chef who comes closest wins $20,000. That would be Rhoda, who had poached cod with mussels steamed in white wine and paprika. Then we go to the elimination challenge, where the chefs have to create dishes that were plated in unique, unconventional vessels. Rhoda is able to choose her vessel first, and they were served at Henrietta's. Guest judges were Liza Koshy, John Yao, and Food and Wine Editor-in-Chief Hunter Lewis. John Yao is a chef, Liza Koshy, former host of Double Dare, and Hunter Lewis is the Food and Wine Editor-in-Chief. Sherry wins it with gochujang braised short rib, pear kimchi, rice, and banchan, while Jonathan is eliminated with pumpkin seed dinner roll with pumpkin puree compound butter.
And good job, Chico. Just saying.
Woo! Put up the brick. Let's go.
And then, yes. So our final three are Lawrence, Rhoda, and Sherry. Okay? Now, here's the interesting thing. Lawrence has 4 wins. This is Lawrence's to lose. Okay? To me. Rhoda has 3, Sherry has two.
Interesting thing. I think it was between Rhoda and Sherry. I couldn't make heads or tails. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think what's going to be interesting is I definitely think Rhoda is going to be in play here one way or shape or the other. I'm not sure Sherry's going to be a factor unless the other two falter. But I can see it being Lawrence's to Lawrence lose also.
But again,
but the question is, will she lose it?
That is correct. We do not know. But we need to cover the first week of. Do you have the music for it? Thank you.
This cue is 10 seconds long, and you're going to hear every second. So. Right. We've got golden buzzers all over the place. You get a golden buzzer. You get a golden buzzer. Sophie's going to get confused by a golden buzzer. And the worst act ever? Huh? Well, we have our first golden buzzer, which was released on Monday night via a YouTube drop. And it went to Lai Noel, a 14-year-old singer who's saying Sienna Spiro's Die on This Hill, which, if you've ever heard it, just a beautiful song there. Sophia...
By the way, number one show, 4.8 million.
Yep. Sophia whispered to Simon she was thinking of hitting her golden buzzer. He told her not to, because he was going to do it himself.
Right.
And Sophia thought she was on The Voice. It was like... Our second golden buzzer of the night went to Acro Canine Crew, which combines dancing and balancing and dogs.
We like dogs.
We love dogs here.
We love dogs, but, you know, and again, it's the dog act of the year, you know?
Of course it's the dog act.
Yay, dog act.
And of course, we have at the end of the show the community ATL choir who gets the pimp slot of the night with Lovely Day by Bill Withers, which is, again, a very good song. They don't get the golden buzzer, but they do get a pass to the next round.
Okay, by the way, I have seen a finalist already. I see somebody who is already in the final, and that is Lai Noel. She's there. She's got the chops. And I think that she's going to be in the finals. Or now, do you agree or no?
I agree. I absolutely agree. And I'll tell you, Community ATL Choir is going to join her.
And my answer is, why not both?
Why not
both? So you think both are finalists?
If I have to pick one, I'm actually going to go with Jay.
Lai Noel, yeah. She's really good. And
She is really good. I think the chorus is okay. But I think Lai Noel is an untouchable. I'm not going to give the million yet, but... You know, it needs to be somebody very good that's going to knock her off.
Well, we'll see next Tuesday.
Okay, I have the third golden buzzer here. It's from Luke Taleno, who was actually the guest of Jordan Blue last year. He returned to the AGT as contestant, and he was rapping. And he said, and remember last year he said, remember this face, because I'll be on that stage next year, and I'll be expecting that golden buzzer. Guess who gives him the golden buzzer? Howie.
Right.
Y'all just can't be giving golden buzzers to everybody.
Well, they're going to. They've got 10 of them. Okay. So, okay.
And also, we have the worst audition perhaps ever. Las Vegas trumpet player. What?
Was that the flaming hot dog one?
I don't know if it was a flaming hot dog, but it was a flaming trumpet from Josh Sherman, who has the record for the most number of X's received in a single audition.
Oh?
He opened his trumpet case, pulled out a beat, and declared it Beethoven. Oh boy. And then it just went to all the hell from there.
I mean, well, remember, AGT has not... I think AGT is going back to showing more crappy auditions because they haven't over the last few years. You know what I'm talking about?
I know. It's like, you have... Okay, remember, 20 years ago, this was pitched as our generation's version of the Gong Show. If you're going to do the Gong Show, you need to have the gong.
That is true.
So, Josh Sherman, congratulations. You brought this show back to legitimacy.
Yay.
And it only took you a beat, an apple, and a kazoo.
Yippee.
Way too much listening to DJ Alligator.
DJ.
But
if you get the reference, you will understand.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Okay. Well, one last thing. We open the season by closing the season as we do every summer of. And really, this season was all about three different stories. Obviously, Christina Derevanjic's $1 million win.
Yes.
Of course.
Second was the expansion of the returning champions format.
In April, yes. Which
I'll agree with you there, too.
Which, by the way, we will have an announcement, like I said, and it's going to return come September. And people will be
absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. And of course, with the 250th anniversary of the states and commonwealths that make up this great nation, we have America 250's team up with Coca-Cola and the show for whatever this week it's
America 250 drinking with Coca-Cola, but that's not the story you missed. You missed a couple of big ones.
All right.
The two is the fact that we had multiple tournaments this year.
Yes,
including the DraftKings Casino tournament and the NASCAR tournament with the late Kurt Busch involved. Kyle Busch involved. And more importantly, the ascension of Ryan Seacrest to even bigger heights in season two. He was good in season one. He was spectacular in season two.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
I will agree with you on that. I'm not sure I would put it in the top three.
Of what?
Well, what Chico said in terms of Wheel of Fortune.
I'm just thinking more the tournaments, not just the corporate sponsorship.
I would agree with you there. I would put the tournaments over the corporate sponsorship. I think Ryan Seacrest improving is a given. I don't necessarily would put him that in the top. I would say the other stuff is better.
Yeah, exactly. It was the tournaments, the $1 million winner, and what was the second thing you said, Chico?
Christina Derevanjic's $1 million win.
Right, and then
Dollar winner, the returning champions tournaments.
Those are the three big stories of Wheel of Fortune this season. And yes, expect them to expand and enhance on two of them in the next season.
Oh, and by the way, the season was an absolute A this year. It really was.
It really was. It's an absolute
A. I'll go with an A.
Yes,
I agree with that.
Incredibly enjoyable. Now, here there is one. I'm going to give you a five good questions sort of preview, okay? Because it was mentioned on a couple of places I've read that Vanna White's contract expires at the end of this season, correct?
Yes.
Do you think she comes back, or is it Maggie's turn? Because I think she's going to do one more season and have a big retirement ceremony, because you just don't go out like that.
Well, if you're going to
I think it's going to be very similar to what... I think it's going to be very similar to what Pat Sajak did.
I think it's going to be similar to what Pat Sajak did. Vanna White's going to come out with an announcement that this is her last season, and we're going to have the season-long retirement party, and she is going to have the passing of the torch to Maggie Sajak. I mean, why make it any more complex than it has to be, you know?
I'm with you. You're right. It does not... So that's the end of the news. That's the end of Act 1. What's happening in Act 3?
So to come on the big show, we kill the toilet. But first, it's all the news you didn't even know you needed to know, including all of the winners of the Critics' Choice Real TV Awards and all of the people who are going to adorn the runway, including two former Drag Race sisters. With Gordon Pepper, I'm Chico Alexander, and Jason Block's over there with me, too. Stick and stay with 5-1. You're home for We Love to Interrupt. You give us 22 minutes.
And we'll give you... Okay.
And we'll figure out 32... And we'll figure out 22 ways and how Gordon can screw up the mute button.
butt dialing, elbow, immutus, things like that.
Oh, just
watching
just
Blackout for way too long. If you know, you know.
Yes, I do.
We will be this on.
I guess he knows.
There's nothing like celebrating a big play. But now, we're celebrating something bigger than sports.
Love, you're mine. Love, you're mine.
Love, you're mine.
You're training your mind as much as you're training your body.
For me, just stay grounded. Be with the people who make my mental health better and not worse.
I can and I will.
Grateful for the highs, grateful for the lows.
I am talented, healthy, and strong.
The best is yet to come.
When you see us hit this, it's a reminder to
love.
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 Love. You're mine.
You're mine.
You're mine.
Brain Vision News is presented by All Star Brass. Four members of the Carolina Hurricanes will play word puzzles with two of their greatest fans. And the winner goes on to face each one of them in a brass bonanza. That is All Star Brass. Rod Brindamore hosts.
I believe me, if I take the second break, I know what I'm going to do, and it's going to be sports, not game shows, but we have business to discuss. So, Gordon, if you would, please.
Roll that beautiful brain footage.
From the four corners of the globe to your frontal lobe, this is WLTI Brain Vision News with Chico Alexander, Gordon Pepper, and the award-winning Brain Vision News team.
Thank you very much, Doug Morris. As always, you can follow Doug Morris on all social media at Doug Morris Games at Rock 104 Rock Tracks and Tracks Productions. And do not forget to listen to Doug Morris every week as he hosts Rock Tracks from high atop his palatial estate in the Pine Belt on Rock 104, WXRR Hattiesburg, 104.5 on your FM dial and all over the known
multiverse.
On rock104fm.com, the Odyssey app, and the Rock 104 app.
All I do is win, or all they do is win. Hit it, Chico.
It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time. Ooh.
It's business. It's business time.
So, okay, so stop me if you've heard this one, guys. The Critics' Choice Real TV Awards came out, and the traitors cleaned up.
Yes, they did.
Yep.
I have the list if you want me to go through it.
Please do, sir. Please do.
Okay. The best competition series went to the Traitors. The best competition series in the talent variety went to Dancing with the Stars. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives tied for best structured series. Top Chef and the Great British Baking Show tied for best culinary show. The best game show was this one.
From the Alex Trebek stage at Sony Picture Studios, this is Jeopardy!
That's correct. Jeopardy wins best game show. Best business show, Shark Tank. Best lifestyle show, Fashion and Beauty, went to this show.
Yeah! Girl! She's already the hair hurt!
That's right, RuPaul's Drag Race. Best ensemble pick. Thank you. Stop that train! Best ensemble cast was The Traitors. In best show host was Alan Cumming for The Traitors. Male and female stars for both from The Traitors. Female, Lisa Rinna, and the male star, Rob Rausch. Also was profiled, I believe, in Cosmo this month as well.
Yes, yes he was.
But I have a huge date book because it's June and it's summertime. Friday, as we record this on June 5th, is the season finale of Wheel of Fortune and the season finale of Pop Culture Jeopardy. I really do have a sad for this one. 20 is so right. 20 is the right number for those episodes. Sunday is the premiere of 100 Cooks. Sunday is the premiere of Food Network's 100 Cooks. Monday is the season premiere of American Ninja Warrior on NBC. Top Chef Carolinas ends their season on Bravo. And The Price is Right is having a schools out special, I'm guessing, with kids or something.
Teenager. It's going to be teenagers and young adults.
Okay. Well, maybe cash and trips and maybe a car or two. Tuesday is the season finale of Farmer Wants a Wife. And of course, Password has Ariana Madix. That's a little corporate synergy, right? For Long Island, I believe.
Correct.
The season finale of The Floor and Outlast on Fox has the season finale and Outlast the Jungle, and then the season finale of YouTube, the season finale of Taskmaster on YouTube. So let's talk about that app, though. Related, and this is, I'm looking at Jeopardy Today on Peacock. What is that?
Well, it's a new game on the Peacock mobile app. It's a daily interactive game exclusively available to Peacock subscribers, and basically, if you've played the mobile version of Jeopardy World Tour, it's something like that. All content is licensed material specifically for the game, ensuring it carries the same intellectual rigor, wit, and authenticity that made the franchise a cultural institution for over four decades. And it is available on the Peacock app right now.
But over on Disney Plus, we're getting, is that right, 10 exclusive episodes?
10 exclusive episodes, yes. They will be second run on ABC sometime, but if you are a Disney Plus subscriber, you get them all June 12th. And I've got the lineups here, if you're ready for them.
No, they're saying exclusive. They're not going to be on ABC?
Well, not right now, but they will sometime down the line.
Oh, okay, so in other words, these are coming out exclusively on Disney Plus before they're run on ABC.
Correct. Nice.
Okay.
All right, so your lineups are Los Angeles Dodgers Freddie Freeman, Kike Hernandez, and Miguel Rojas, Michael Urie, Yvonne Orji, and Hasan Minhaj, Sarah Chalk, Nat Faxon, and Joel Kim Booster, New Girl Reunion, Hannah Simone, Lamar Norris, and Jake Johnson, Andrea Savage, Brian Austin Green, and Cameron Hayward of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Jamie Lynn Sigler, Dan Bukatinski, and Nikki Garcia,
aka Nikki Bella.
Nikki Bella. WWE Hall of Famer Nikki Bella.
Right.
Vanessa Lachey, Adam Conover, and Simon Rex, Kelly McCreary, Billy Gardell, and Mary Elizabeth Ellis, aka The Waitress from It's Always Sunny, Top Chef's Kristen Kish, Chef Action Bronson, and Seattle Seahawks wide receiver Rashid Shaheed.
And by the way, he hosts the show called, and I'm going to clean it up, F, That's Delicious.
yep.
It's a pretty good show.
It is.
He actually, he does have chefy credo.
Yes. And the last show will feature Jordan Sparks, Scott Aukerman, and Brett Gelman. Again, that's July 12th on Disney Plus.
July 12th or June 12th?
Oh, June 12th, sorry.
June 12th, yes. And that is very, very smart.
I was going to say, whether it's June or July, it is incredibly smart. However, I think Jay is going to give us something else.
I am.
Welcome to Dumb Decisions.
That's dumb.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
So continuing the drama of some guy named George, who, shall we say, has not been the cleanest in governmental society, and whose name I can't mention because I can't pronounce it, so Chico, please.
Santos.
This is what happens when somebody gets themselves into Kalshi and is now betting on himself, because that is what one of the bets were. Chico, if you please.
Okay, so I have this from NPR. Santos already placed bets on Kalshi that the president was what that he sorry Santos was placing bets on Kalshi that he was not going to appear in the State of the Union address, according to three people with direct knowledge of his trades who were not authorized to speak publicly, saying Santos misled the public and turned a profit based on that deception in the tens of thousands of dollars. Kalshi detected Santos's trades, froze his account, and referred the case to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission and the Department of Justice, with both opened investigations into Santos, according to two people familiar with the investigation who were not authorized to speak publicly. Reached by NPR, Santos, who I understand is in the running for several reality productions, says,
including the next season of The Traitors, by the way.
So that's why we can talk about it.
Yeah. He says, well, that's news to me, when asked about the insider trading probe underway into his activity on Kalshi. He says, I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no, when asked whether he had a Kalshi account.
I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no. I'm saying I did not exhale. Or something like that. Yeah, that's just it. Kalshi is fun, But Kalshi may need a couple of new rules. Or a bit of protection.
Yeah. And oh look. Oh, Lord, what do we have here? It looks like Netflix has unboxed itself as they quietly cancel What's in the Box. You remember that show? Trivia, boxes, Neil Patrick Harris.
Had an idea there. It was not executed very well, but they did have an idea there.
They had an idea. They had the concept of a game show. They had the concept
They had a concept of a show. The execution was horrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible. And again, this was one of those things that shouldn't have gotten out of the green room. We know this.
It needed a little bit more refining.
Yes. Yeah, so where are we sending the police guy, George Santos, and Neil Patrick Harris?
We are sending them to... Well, we were going to send them to the UK, but there's been a sort of a derailment in Canada.
That's right, yes.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £50 per person.
And you know what I'm talking about too, right? Family of
four. I have the article in front of me.
Yep, you want to talk about... You want to talk about expecting the unexpected?
Yes, I do. Because in spring 2027, Big Brother Canada is back. Okay. And the new host is not going to be Arissa Cox. It's going to be The Goods and HGTV's Live Here By This host, Andrea Bain. She wrote on Instagram.
That could be
today,
fun.
The secret is finally out. I'm beyond thrilled to announce that Big Brother Canada is returning to CTV in spring 27. And I'll be your hostess with the mostest as we welcome a brand new group of house guests into the most iconic reality TV franchises in the world. If you've watched me over the years, you know much I love reality television, big personalities, unexpected twists, and unforgettable moments. So now to be part of a franchise that has delivered all that for decades is truly a dream come true. To everyone who supported me throughout my career, thank you. I can't wait for you to join me through this next chapter. Now, excuse me while I scream into a pillow and happy dance around my condo. Let's go, Canada! Okay. It's going to be produced by Entourage, who produced these French-language Big Brother Celebrités. That's Celebrity Big Brother in French. With Crave and CTV. No casting yet, but hey, go Canada. Good for you. Excellent.
Yes, and go UK, because they are renewing for season 4 Wheel of Fortune UK with Graham Norton as host.
Okay.
So that will be coming soon. No dates as of yet, but they are casting. So if you're listening from the UK and you want a shot at spinning the wheel, this is your big chance.
I'm glad, because both shows were good, the UK Jeopardy and the UK Wheel, but Graham Norton fits the aesthetic is better, you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
That's that. So we're going to get a lot
more. Graham Norton's a little bit of a smart acre, which I really think could be fun with that.
Yes. But we're going to get some more worldwide media pros.
I got pros. I got pros. In different area codes. Area codes. Pros. Pros.
In this week's Media Pro Report, Mr. Beast has some crazy ideas of Prime wants to make Beast Games into a movie, Jimmy Kimmel wins a Peabody Award and then goes on to defend Scott Pelley over his firing from CBS News, and Hagerty reveals why The Chase hasn't filmed in a year, Michelle Visage responds to rumors that RuPaul is about to hang up her heels, They're not true, by the
way. Nope.
By the way, on a side note, and Jason Block, you may be stunned by this. I'm actually going to defend a Republican.
Uh-oh.
Well, it depends on which Republican.
Scott Pelley absolutely deserved to get canned from going, shall we say, rogue or in business with yourself or some combination of that. That is bad. We do not do that, and we don't grandstand unless the whole point is to get your fanny fired.
If you ask me, I think him and Sigur need to compare notes.
All I know is you're absolutely right. And Gordon, you and I have had some, without going into detail, behind-the-scenes stuff, and we worked out something privately, not publicly. And this was for a very big media company. And I am very glad you are old school and didn't do what Scott Pelley did. You know what I'm saying? I'm with you.
You don't do that.
No, you don't.
You know, clear explanation why you understood. You don't do that.
Okay,
Continuing.
Whitney Levitt teases a new project after she exits Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. KSI is going outside, leaving the Sidemen. Katie Thurston's liver isn't okay, prompting another biopsy. All the best to her. She's been in the fight of her life, and yeah. Caesars Entertainment, home of the challenge of the same name, has been sold to Fertitta for $6 billion, or $1.5 billion blackjack bets if you're with me.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Mariano sells beef at The Amazing Race after 21 years. Guy Fieri will host Feast Club on YouTube. And several contestants from Survivor, Carolyn Winger, Natalie Anderson, and Ben Katzman will join Vanna Einerson, Chase McWhorter, Zadok Esters, and Aaron Kading, and Luke Yates, and two newcomers in a bedrot challenge for $100,000. But none of them are your pros of the week.
I think you have another theme. I think you have to play that theme one more time, don't you?
Oh, this one?
Yeah! Woo! Girl! She not ready to have her!
Because, Chico, continuing the tradition of last year, we have not one, but two former RuPaul's Drag Race queens on Project Runway.
Yep, they are Plain Jane and Bobby.
Now, if you remember, Utica Queen almost won the whole darn thing last year.
Uh-huh. And now we have, it's going to be 2 out of 22, because aside from Bobby, nay, Robert Crone, we will have Aaron Potts, founder of A. Potts, Andrea Moore, Andrew Dunayevsky, couture artist Andre Volkov, Anna Molinari, Bao Tranchi, B. Pham, Brian Barrientos, Chloe Magleby, Danny Bennett, Elizabeth Shevelev, Jeffrey Kelly Abbas, Jennifer Daniels, JMC Joseph McCray from last season, Jude Mikulenchik, Naheem Muhammad, Octavius Terry, Omalara LRA, the artist, Odupita, R. Bonnie Nola Gabriel, the Miss Universe from 2022, and Yang Chu. So all of that is coming to Freeform, Hulu, and Disney Plus July 9th.
Gordon?
By the way, I believe it's 22 contestants?
Correct.
My math is correct?
Correct.
Wow.
But I will also say this. I'm going to predict this right here. One of the two queens is going to win the whole thing. I really believe that.
We'll see. We'll see. But if you think about it from a logical standpoint, this makes sense. I mean, if you look at it this way, every season, there's at least one and usually two or even more fashion challenges where you got to create your own garment. Why not do corporate synergy and see what we can do with drag queens from RuPaul's Drag Race over on Project One Way?
Makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And those are your pros.
And that is Brain Vision. Jason, if you would, please.
I am shutting it down here. And and gentlemen, do you have your sledgehammers?
I got my sledgehammer.
And we have goggles and we have helmets. We're killing the toilet. Last part of Push and Floss Summer Edition right after this here at 5 and 1. This is We Love to Interrupt. Brain Vision News has been brought to you by Who Wants Curses? You want your favorite reality contestant to break their leg? Hire Danhausen. You want your favorite game show contestant to miss an answer? Hire Danhausen. That's Who Wants Curses? Of course, Danhausen host.
Of course.
Depper Danhausen D.
Yes, Depper Danhausen D. But we are at the final Push or Flush of the summer season, as it is now June 5th. We have 11 more shows that we have to rate one of five ways. We like it, we push it. Kind of like it, we pastry it. We're in the middle, we piggle it. Kind of don't like it, we jiggle. We hate it, we flush it. Three flushes are a clog. Let's start with this. June 22nd on Netflix, Rhythm and Flow, Italy.
You know what I think?
It's all right, dog. I'm sorry.
You know what? I think it's going to be a really good show. I'm going to pastry it.
I like the concept. I think it's all right, dog. That deserves a pastry.
Yeah, it does. It's all right. It ain't great, but it's good enough. Next one. July 9th, start of the ABC Games of Summer. Celebrity Family Feud Season 12. It's so bad, it's good. Push this.
Agreed. You can't not push this.
This is what we call a Danhausen train wreck. But it's so good. Because you want to see it.
You push. Really do.
Yeah.
You do. Please.
You might want
to. And on a side note, what was AEW thinking when they released him? Oh, wait, they have no idea how to market. Oh, that's right. Okay, next.
Jordan Pepper of the NAWC this week.
You just answered your own damn question. Next one. Keep your hand on the button, by the way, for this one. Hit it.
It is.
Press your luck. Season 7 with the great and talented Elizabeth Banks. Show's great. It's so good. They moved it to Atlanta. It doesn't matter. Push this hard.
I'm going to push it really hard, although I missed out on an opportunity to be a contestant because adulting.
Well, you missed an opportunity to be a contestant because you would have gotten zapped because there's a whole bunch of people that you know, that we know, that are friends of WLTI that work on the show.
Yeah, we all would have been zapped hard. We would have been electrocuted that being like said, lightning by the Brent Franklin whammy. Hit the fanfare, please. Next, also on July 9th, Big Brother Season 8 on CBS. And here's the crazy thing, Gordon. The last two seasons have been highly entertaining. Highly entertaining. The cast of characters has been great. They've done enough and keeping the format with Hotel Mystère last year and BBAI this year. I don't know what the theme is, But I'm looking forward to this. And I hate to say this, I'm pushing this.
You know, this is what you
do. I don't know what's happened to RJ anymore. He was so anti-Big Brother, and he's changed.
I have.
Okay, so here's what happens when you take really good game players, really good characters, and a really good format, and you stand by all three all season long. You get a watchable season. You get two watchable seasons in a row. I think watchable season number three happens this year. Push it.
Well, I've been the one person that has traditionally liked this show, with the exception of seasons 19 and 20, and we all know why. It's gotten the boomerang, it's gotten turned around in a really good way. Push.
Hit it again.
Next. We might just get one. We might just get one more. Hold on, it's still okay. We might just get one more fanfare out of this.
I think we might. It's July 9th again. It's season 22 of Project Runway. The best thing that happened to Project Runway is it went away. It went away for a bit. But then it came back, and it's revitalized, it's reformatted, and the fact that they are... I wouldn't say the word exploiting, but using RuPaul's Drag Race alumni who are fashionably smart is an absolutely brilliant idea. Push this.
Are you taking advantage of the current situation? You absolutely have to do a push.
Make it a threesome.
Now we're not going to... I don't think we're going to need the fanfare anymore.
Well, it's not going to be terrible.
It's not going to be terrible. That's July 13th, Dancing with the Stars, the next pro. They're doing a reality competition to see who's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Again, not my bailiwick, not the worst thing in the world, but it has its marketplace. I'm just going to jiggle it. Not jiggle it, piggle it, excuse me.
I'm gonna pastry it because, again, I'm not the target audience, but the target audience is there. And the target audience is going to watch this, especially if Robert Irwin gets his dance on, because y'all know he's got moves.
He's the host, right?
Yep. Yes, he is.
Okay.
Well, for that exact reason is why I'm pushing it. I think it's got an audience. I think this thing's going to be a hit. You're really demystifying everything. It's going to be really good. Push.
All right. Next. This might be the sleeper hit of the summer here.
No, this is not. July 15th, Nation's Dumbest. Flush this on principle. No, absolutely not. I want a game. This is like the quiz version of Superstars USA. No.
Well, here's the thing. Superstar USA, they had no idea they were being clowned on. This one, everybody knows everything. So, you know what? I'm going to give it a fair shot. I am going to piggle.
Jay, please don't hate me.
Go ahead.
I love this concept.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. It is a trivia version of the show on Fox. So the 100 show on Fox. Except
No.
Except it's if you're the worst one, you're out. You're eliminated. So this is actually sort of a trivia reverse version of that.
You're talking about 99 Beat.
You win. Yes, thank you. 99
Beat.
That's also
a really good show.
I think it's a trivia version of it. I think it's a stroke of genius. It's the one game nobody wants to win. I think if it is executed correctly, this could be a summer hit. Push.
All right, next up.
July 22nd, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Season 5. I am flushing this for not the reason you think, okay? It has nothing to do with the fact of Jimmy Kimmel or anything like that because he is a qualified millionaire host. I've said this before. He's won awards for it. I'm not going to knock him for that. I'm knocking it for it because we've been asking for human contestants for years. No one wants to see celebrities play for charity, except maybe on Celebrity Jeopardy. No, I'm sorry, Flush. I don't care how many millions you give away.
See, Jason wants humans, not celebrity cyborgs. I believe the word you're looking for is civilians.
Yes, civilians, yes.
Yes. Jay does have a point, and for that reason, I'm going to flush it also.
I almost hate to do this because I love Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I love Jimmy Kimmel's treatment of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
So do I. I do. I'm not. I. That's not the problem.
That's not the problem. But it's like, you mean to tell me you couldn't at least do the half and half that you did in season two? I mean, come the hell on. There are people who are chomping at the bit to be on this show as I raise my hand out of its socket. Can't you see that? Okay, let's get this over with. One!
Two!
Three!
Plunge! Thanks, Ian. Okay, next up, a show that does have real people instead of cyborgs. Actually, it's real people versus one cyborg. Beat Shazam.
This is a show I love because I'm a music guy. It's the show that won't go away, but I love the fact that it won't go away. Pastry. Very high pastry.
I love this show so much. It is absolutely done well. And, of course, Jamie Foxx, Corinne Foxx, they have that chemistry. It's a really well-produced show. I'm going to push it.
I'm going to go with Chico. This is a very well-done show. It is the best music show that's currently on the air right now.
That's correct. You're absolutely right, because Name That Tune ain't that great with the celebrities. You're right. Which means, Chico, I flicked my vote up. One more time, please. Do it.
All right. Next. Now let's go to The Wall. That's another show that won't die.
Yeah, and it should. It is really long in the tooth. Piggle.
I'm going to pickle it as well. I mean, I get it. I just wish there was something, you know, make me enjoy it. Make me want to watch.
This is actually one of those shows where I want to see variation. You know, we usually say if it ain't broken, don't fix it. And I'm not saying it's broken, because it's not. But it would really be fun to see some variety on this. I'll agree with you, Pickle.
All right, then. And finally, it's like Chopped, but for alcoholics. It's Cocktail Wars.
This is a show I'm interested in because of the niche value of it. This is a niche. Wasn't there a show on Netflix that tried to do this?
There was. It did not work on Netflix. I think E will make it work. So I'm going to pastry it.
Same here. Pastry.
I was actually one of the five people that did enjoy that show. And it was about making cocktails in a bar and doing different things. That was a lot of fun. This has got the potential to be just as much fun. Pastry.
Exactly. All right. And the name of the show was called Drink Masters.
Yep.
And yes, it was.
It was 2022. So with that, gentlemen,
it's time. It is time. Let's get our safety goggles on here. Safety first here on The World's Strongest.
I've got my hard hat on too because I don't want any reflections. You know.
Yeah, I know.
All right, ready?
Ready.
Everyone ready?
All right. One. On my count.
Okay.
Three, two, 3, 2, 1.
Kill the toilet.
That never gets old.
No, it does not. But what also doesn't get old is me cleaning up the debris, and we're coming with a speed round right after this. This is 5-1. One more segment to go. We'll be right back.
WLTI has been brought to you by Outlast, the primaries. Have you ever seen a more boring setup than what we've gotten in the political race? Sure, the real fun is November, but now can you deal with what you're dealing with now in June? That is Outlast, the primaries. Seriously, go to YouTube and get some of these speeches. It's bad.
You think it's bad now? Just wait until you're watching your FAST television and every other ad is either a car dealership or a political ad. And those political ads are... Did I tell you the story of Michael Whatley doing the AI sort of support thing for the Carolina Hurricanes and everybody just reaming him over the coals for it?
No.
Well, that is a thing that happened. And he's already not a favorite in our North Carolina U.S. Senate race. He's just, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this, man?
I don't know, but what I do know is we have a speed round, and we're going to start this one now. Jeopardy. Do we have another Tournament of Champions qualifier tomorrow?
I believe we do, and his name is Peter McFerrin. Nobody quizzes with Yogesh Raut and James Holzhauer and goes into Jeopardy unprepared.
Indeed. Pop culture Jeopardy, it's one baddie after another, right?
I will eat my hat if another team wins it.
Exactly.
If another team wins it, Chica will take me out for sushi, and then we'll go make some money at MGM Grand in Virginia.
It's Caesar's idea. But you know what I'm talking about.
Whatever.
Yes. Yes. America's Got Talent. Are we going to see $1 Million Act next week? Do we have the season two? Let's see. AGT episode 2, season 21 acts. Let's see. That'll be June. Okay. We don't have it yet, but do you think we're going to see it?
No.
Maybe.
Yeah, it is. It is a maybe. Wheel of Fortune. Are we ending the year with $1 Million winner?
No.
No, we are not. We miss anything? I don't.
Top
think
so. Chef. Oh, yeah. Yeah, who wins?
It's Lawrence's to lose right now. Really is.
I'm gonna say Rhoda in the upset.
You know what? Just to be different, I'm gonna say it's Sherry.
Drag Race All Stars, who's advancing?
Oh,
in bracket two.
It's gotta be Crystal Method. It's just a matter of who's going with her. I think it's gonna be Silky Nutmeg Ganache.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Chico on that.
Yeah, do we have any mail?
We do not, but if you want to send us some, our address is WLTIGameshowNewsNet.com, or you can follow us on all social media, GameshowNewsNet. I am at Dino R. Alexander.
I'm at Beat the Block, the number 2 at the end.
I'm at GSN and Haterade.
And of course, the network is at 5&1net. That's 5, the number 5, ANDONENET, where we talk about anything and everything going on network wide. Jay, you and I are going to do a little catch up version of the BS next week.
Oh, are we really?
Yeah,
oh, that's right. Because of June 1st trade deadlines, right?
Yep. And some blockbuster trades happened last week. AJ Brown is going somewhere
to the Patriots, and Myles Garrett is going to the Rams. Ooh, boy.
Woo.
And that may take Aaron Donald out of retirement.
And speaking of retirement and people named Aaron, Aaron Rodgers, he is going to call it a career after this season. Russell Wilson's not waiting until the end of the season. He's calling it right now, and he's joining the iNetwork on the NFL Today.
Yeah, so we will talk about that on Tuesday. Gordon, what's happening in the UBA? You're ending the season soon, right?
We are. Last matches for everybody now in June.
Okay.
In the words of Donna Summers, this is your last chance to dance.
UBAToday.info for all your Underground Bowling Association needs. The NAWC is covering the WWE in Europe. Dan Housing and The Miz having a great time in Europe. We're going to review Clash in Italy. By the way, if you are a wrestling fan and love Mexican wrestling, do not hesitate to catch the mask versus mask match between the now unmasked Chad Gable and Ludwig Kaiser as now El Grande Americano. It is 40 minutes of the best wrestling and cinema and Mexican stuff you could ever see. Have either of you guys seen that?
No, we haven't, but we are going to keep our eye on it
now. You should definitely check that out. We are definitely also checking out AEW and the fact that AEW, NXT, and TNA are all going to be wrestling on June 28th. They're all going to be wrestling on the same day at different times. So we're all going to be checking out that and all the wrestling news over the last 7 days. At the NAWC with my friend Nikki Heyman, Statboy Josh Henniger, Shane Beeman, and anyone else who wants to join. Chico, it was a thing.
It is after midnight here on the East Coast. We dropped a new episode just now. It is Greg and Mike, because I'm coming back from vacation. They are kicking it up a notch as they try to make Emeril a sitcom star.
Ugh. I saw that. That was terrible.
Bam.
Well, it got banned, all right.
Oh, yeah. Also, in the Squared Circle Time Machine, we have TNA Sacrifice 2010 as RVD defends the TNA World title against AJ Styles, the never-ending saga of Orlando Jordan versus Rob Terry, Sting beating the crap out of Double J, and Eric Young becoming a member of the band. So that is all. It was a thing on TV.com. So next week, we are going to review the latest entry into the pantheon of Food Network competitions. That is 100 Cooks with host Terry Crews, who is a good friend of the site and a good friend of ours. And also, we're going to crown a winner on Pop Culture Jeopardy. We are going to crown a winner on Top Chef. And we go further into Jeopardy and Drag Race All-Stars as Hot Game Show Summer 2026 kicks into high gear with Gordon Pepper and Jason Block. I'm Chico Alexander. Our time's up. We thank you for yours. Game over. And spread the love.
Good night. Yeah.
less corrupt.
This program.